I'm here. And God says over a house, the house of Israel. At this stage, there was Judah and there was Israel. God does not say, I have made you a watchman over Judah, at this scripture. But I have made you a watchman over what? Israel. He doesn't say, I have also made you a watchman over Egypt. Egypt was there. But God says over Israel. Meaning to say, God can actually call you, can make you in your family a watcher. Who is a watcher? A watcher is a watchman. A watchman is a person. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Are you here? I'm teaching this teaching in the context of faith, which even becomes more relevant. Hear this. So, a watcher is a person who would actually stand and see if the enemies are coming to Israel. And if he sees enemies coming to Israel, he would blow a trumpet. And this man was called a Shoma, or a Shoma. S-H-O-M-E-R. Say Shoma. This Shoma was a person responsible. If Israel will lose any war, the man who was set as a watchman must be questioned. How come enemies entered our city without you giving us warning, without you doing something about it, without you telling us why and how? So from the scripture, God says, I am God. I have set you a watchman over Israel. However, when God is calling you as a believer, the moment Jesus Christ died on the cross, not only did he make few to be watchmen, he made everybody to become a watchman. When we read the scripture in the book of Matthews, okay, I want you to go to the book of Matthews. All right. Chapter 26, verse 41. Jesus, he mentions the Shoma. What does he say?
Watch and pray.
Shoma and pray.
Lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
The word temptation there is not a temptation of sin, where you have sinned because you were tempted. No. A Greek word there for temptation is the word calamity, trouble, adversity. So Jesus says, watch and pray, meaning to say that you must be a shoma. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here, very important. Before calamity, before trouble comes, you must see it. Now, so there are areas which God may set you as a watchman. It could be a country. It could be a city. God can make you to be a watchman over a country, a watchman over a city. In other words, you may even have dreams over a country before things happen. Or of a nation. God can also make you to become a watchman over your personal life. Now, this is where the big problem is. We will be talking about this. Now, imagine God makes you a watchman, as Jesus said, watch and pray. Imagine Jesus wants you to watch. And problems are coming in your life, and they are going. The biggest question is, what did you do? You watched situations. Right now you are seeing your sister is suffering. And the reason why God set you up in that family, because God wants you to watch. That takes us to the third point. God can set you a watchman over your family. Now imagine this, that God sets you up as a watchman. And for some reasons, you always know the weaknesses of your husband. And for some reasons, you always know the weaknesses of your wife. But when God reveals that to you, you use it against her or you use them against him. Can I?
Yes.
You're not becoming now very serious. Like, Watch this. Imagine this. There's a reason why God is putting you there to see that. Jesus does not say, watch, and when you pick up the information, use it to gossip him or to gossip about them. He says there is a responsibility. Pray. So in the Old Testament, when a watchman watches and he sees soldiers coming to the country, he would blow a trumpet. And they were calling it a shoma, meaning to say the voice of alarm. Am I talking to somebody right here? A voice of alarm. Why alarm? For response to be done. So when a watchman blows a trumpet from wherever he was hiding to be watching, normally they would stand on top of a mountain. When he sees soldiers coming to the nation of Israel, they'll blow a trumpet. It is the trumpet that will make the king in the country to say, now, I'm sending soldiers. Go now and defend our country. So Jesus, he says, when you watch, you are not calling an earthly king anymore. Your trumpet is your prayer. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Your trumpet is your what?
Prayer.
Your prayer. So God can set you up as a watchman over a city, over a nation. God can set you up as a watchman over your personal life. God can set you up as a watchman over your family. He can also set you up a watchman over career or business. All right. So God can set you up. Now somebody comes to me and says, my father, whenever I invest any business, I try, nothing works. Huh? It means you're a good watcher. You're a good what?
Watcher.
You have now seen that whenever you try something, nothing happens. So, blow the trumpet. Am I talking to somebody right here? Someone said, blow the trumpet.
Blow the trumpet.
So we have people right now who see this is happening. As a child of God, listen to me. As a child of God, you are not thinking, I don't know why my family, no one is doing well. Do you know why you are the only person that God has given the grace in the spirit of this magnitude? Are you understanding? You are the only family. You, your wife, or your children, you are the only family God has set apart. Are you aware? Do you know why? And if things are happening to your sisters, your brothers, and that you are there watching, do you think who is to be blamed? Somebody say, I stop the enemy. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody shout, I stop the enemy.
I stop the enemy.
How are they passing as you're watching? How are these things passing as you're watching? So, you can be set up as a watchman over a country, a city, personal life, family, business or career. God can also set you up a watchman over a church. So you may be there, and God says, I've put you here as a watchman. You'll be so shocked that you're so concerned about the church. You'll be very shocked. Imagine now, information lands in your ears, boom. about somebody else, instead of you praying over it or acting, you are using that information which God made it to come in your ears to gossip about them. And you see that sister? Eh? That sister is a weapon formed against me. Are you here or you're home? Imagine God makes you a watcher. You are there. Things are not moving there. Sometimes you have no money. But when the man of God is preaching in church and there are problems in church to be solved, they'll be preaching and they'll be looking at you. And you have got no money. Be like, ah. Because God, how do you know? Maybe God wants you to be knowing their problems because God wants you to go and pray for money to come. How do you know? Maybe God wants, he is making you to see the problems there so that you can go and pray. Jesus says, watch and pray. When you watch, you will now go and say, my faith will make money come now. I have got a mission to help the poor. I have the mission to help the church. I have the mission to do that. I have a mission to do. It is now, faith now. Faith now becomes so potential and essential. Because there is something that you are seeing. Some here. So you can also, God also can set you to be a watcher. A watchman, as the scripture we just read here, over what you call time. Say time. There are very few people who are watchers of time. Some of you, it's now 5 years, nothing has been done. You need to start watching your time to say, no. Something here is happening. The enemy is trying to play around with my time. Years are passing and my life is still what? The same. So you become a watcher. Are you still here? Now, that you have heard about this, because remember, I'm teaching this teaching based on faith. There are things that are happening, they are passing, they are having access. They are coming in your families, in your life. They are not supposed to come when you are there. So I want you to raise up a red hand now and say, in the name of Jesus, I stop with the enemy. I stop his advance. Say with me, I am a watcher. Now the problem is, I don't know what you do with the information that God makes you see or hear. About yourself, about your personal life, about your family, about your church, about your finances, about your business. I have no idea. But there is a purpose why God would make you a watcher. And in the New Testament, it's not just Ezekiel. Jesus tells everybody, he says, you are watchmen. And when you watch, pray. Am I telling something right here? Now, so we're going to see something here that is very important. And this is known as areas of watching. Somebody say areas. Where does God bless people? Now, which locations do we find watchmen standing? Okay, so we're going to look at these three areas, right? So I've got over the gates. You become a watcher over the walls. And you become a watcher over the towers. Now, when you read your Bible, you're going to find this being mentioned a lot. So God is going to put you at the place where he wants you to see. And the first place we want to look at right now is your location. And we're going to start with the gate. So what is a gate? A gate is a passage of access. where good or bad things can pass through. It's a passage of access. So, there are different types of guests. The enemy, where you are sitting right there, the enemy can have access through you, using so many gates. Now that you're a watchman and God puts you at a gate, what does God want you to do? He wants you to control what's happening at the what? So we have got different type of gates. And one of the gates we have is gates of time. The gate of time is also known as the gate of Chronos. Chronos and what? Kairos. So we have got the gate of time, also known as the gate of Chronos and Kairos. The gate of Chronos and Kairos must be controlled by you. What do we mean when we say gate is a passage? When we say gate is a passage, we mean things can enter through that gate or things can come out. And these things could be good things or what? Bad things. In other words, we have a gate known as the gate of time. Meaning to say, at a particular time, something good can come into your life or something bad can come in your life. And it may also mean in the time we are talking about here, something cannot come to you which is supposed to come to you. It depends who's standing at the gate. Oh my God. If a Satan stands at your gate, any good thing will be stopped. Who controls your gate? Listen to me. If anything would happen in my house, who do you think you have to answer questions? They are the soldiers at the gate to say, oh, how did this thing happen inside the house when you were at the gate? So now, firstly, let's look at the gate of time. It's a gate of time. Now, in this time, don't think time is just, a measured thing. Because time can be measured in seconds, in minutes. That's Chronos. Chronos can be measured in seconds, in minutes, in hours, in days, in weeks, in months, in years. That's Chronos. And Chronos is not predictable. Within a year, you can either be poor or rich. But Kairos is measured by seasons of God. So there could be a season where God says, I want to bless her. And that season, if you don't get blessed, that season is gone. Now, the question is, who controls your gate of time? I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. So imagine this, that there are things which are supposed to come to you at a certain time. And there are things that are supposed to be done at a certain time. But Satan stands at the gate of time and he says, you will not get it. Can you say with holy anger, say, I command every satanic influence over my time gates. What is supposed to be done to me? What is supposed to come to me? I command, come now through the gate. So the gate of time. Now, listen to me. Listen. There are people right now who they are wondering, why are things not being done? If I have anyone else here who says, prophet, time is going and nothing is changing. Or I was believing God for something, but it's not happening. There's time that is taking. There's time that is happening. Listen, that person, if you watch it, you don't have to raise up your hand. But if there is that person right now, I want you to understand this teaching, because what you are facing right now, there is somebody who is standing at your gate. And the gate you're talking about here is the gate of time. if they control your time. Time is the entry point. The Bible says, Jesus said it. He said, my time has not yet come. When time came, Jesus used the time gate and entered into his destiny. Am I talking to you? What ushered Jesus to start ministry was time. The access point of Jesus was time. I decree in the name of Jesus, every set time for you, which God set for you, that things will happen at that time. I pray that nothing will stop you. I decree and declare, whether the time passed, as a prophet, I stand here and I reverse your time. I reverse your season. I reverse your time. I reverse your season. May it be done. Receive in the name of Jesus. My God, listen to me. You didn't lose it. You didn't miss it. I said you didn't lose it. You didn't miss it. Say, so control my gates. I stand on my gates. I'm a watcher. I am watching what's entering and what's coming out. Listen to me. Most of you, what's entering in your life is only bad news. Bad things. Your life is a mess. But I'll tell you why. You were not watching. Watching, you were not. Read again that scripture we just read right now. When the Bible says what?
Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
So at this gate, we have a betrayer, and it's the flesh. It's your own body, your senses. In Mark 8:18, your senses, hear this. The Bible says what?
Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?
Jesus is shocked to say you have got eyes, but you're not what? Things are happening in your life. It's like a mess after another mess. A situation after another situation. Your children are being taken by the enemy as you're watching. As I'm speaking now, one of your girls, she's completely gone. She's no longer your child. And you're watching. As I'm speaking now, you're losing jobs, and you have no mind. You are seeing, but you're not what? You're not seeing. Jesus says you have good eyes to see, but you can't see. Do you know why? Because you're taking it so natural. As I'm speaking now, some are even depressing and some are thinking it's normal. That's why the Bible says, watch and pray that you may not enter the what? Then what was the answer? The spirit is willing, but the flesh. The betrayer is the flesh. Your mind, how you think about things, how you look at things is what is betraying you from standing at the gate to watch and stop every bad thing that has been coming. Tonight we are closing access. I said tonight we are closing access. Somebody shout, I'm standing at the gate. I close access. I close access. It takes one to understand. Now imagine you are praying and you know that you are using strong faith. Indeed, there will be no access. Are you here, somebody? And some of you, there are opportunities. You see them. Every time you are promised opportunities, as if something will happen and it doesn't happen. Somebody say it with a voice of authority. Somebody say with me, say, I open the gates for every opportunity. Say again, say, I am a man of authority. I am a watcher. From tonight, I stand at my gates, the gates of time. It will be done. In the name of Jesus. We are still here. We are still here. We haven't even gone over the walls. We are here. We want what was supposed to be done to be done. Amen. Say, I control my time.
I control my time.
I control my time gates.
I control my time gates.
Only on the time gate. I won't even mention another one tonight. I'll stop here only tonight. And I want you to go home. If you're home already, I want you to pray. Tomorrow, you'll be praying for nothing else. What was supposed to be given to me? I'm going to give you scriptures. The Bible says, I shall restore to you the years. Somebody say,
I stand on my time gate.
Come on, say that again. Say, I stand on my time gate. I shall restore the years. What are the years? It's time, isn't it? What are the years? The Bible says the years which the devil had destroyed. In the book of John 2:25, the Bible says, what the caterpillars. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust had eaten. Has eaten the crowing locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army will just say, I will restore to you the years. Years, we are talking about time. When you stand at your gate and they say in the name of Jesus, what was supposed to be done to me for the past 10 years and does not happen, I stand on my time gates and I command them to come. I open and I give access to every miracle, to every testimony, to every breakthrough, to every healing. I open the time for my family, time for my children. I open it. It's in the name of Jesus. Say, no more access to every demonic activity. So I ban the enemy from having access. By this time next year, okay, Abraham was told, by this time next year, your wife will conceive. How did the child come? Through what? What was the access point? It was a time. By this time, the child will come. So the child came through what? Through the time. Now imagine there is a message. By this time, you should have a child. And then the enemy says, no. We're going to stop it. So as we speak right now, you are suffering. Yet in the spirit, it was released. The enemy is sabotaging the time. Say, I'm a watcher.
I am a watcher.
The question I want you to ask yourself, what are things in my life which I feel like they're delaying from happening? Do I have areas where things are taking time? What is causing the delay? Now, as a woman of faith, as a man of faith, you're going to stop the enemy from having access of your time. If I were you tonight, I would seriously pray, because most of you, your time is stolen. Most of you, your time is stolen. There are people right now who are supposed to be married, even have 4 kids. But the enemy is messing up the access point, which is time. There are people right now that are supposed to be employed. And there are people right now that are supposed to be making money through business. But the enemy is not controlling a lot of things. Just one thing. Time. No wonder the Bible says, I will restore to you the years. Because God knew that there were years these things were supposed to happen. But the enemy messed up what? The years. Your access point, your gate is time. But are you watching what has been entering through your gate over these years? What has been entering through your gate? Were they miracles, testimonies, or problems? So if problems were entering through these gates of time, what did you do about it? Are you a watcher? Or you are just a person who is moving with emotions? The spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Jesus says when you watch, pray. Blow an alarm so the king can help you. Some are a watcher. Nothing will happen without me saying yes or no. So I will decide what can pass. Say in the name of Jesus. So when Jesus Christ came, he said, you are standing at the gate. He said, watch and pray. Because it is only a watcher who stands at the gate. Am I communicating with somebody right here? Watchers stand at the gate. When others are sleeping, they are there. In fact, at my house, when you come at the gate, they will now ask you questions. It's up to them to say you will not enter or you can go in. Am I talking to you? The one responsible for what can enter is the watcher. Am I talking to you? Why are you there? Jesus says, watch and pray. He says, watch. You watch. Stand at the gate. Say, I will not allow again. Nonsense. Say, no passage. To every attack of the enemy. And guess what? The gate of time has been used by the enemy. He knows that this is your time. And he has messed up using time. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
I said, am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Say, in the name of Jesus,
I secure my time.
What we are doing right now is so spiritual. Very prophetic. So I secure my time. Wherever you're watching from, right now I want to make a prayer. Everything that was set by God to be done at his time, it will be done at his time.
Amen.
Just raise up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Wherever they're watching from, this is a moment where we stand at our gates and I command that every force of the enemy that has been coming and having access, it is being stopped right now. It is being stopped right now. In the name of Jesus. So I stop the enemy.
I stop the enemy.
In the name of Jesus. And I command, the gate to open. When great things are coming. In the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Let me finish with these words. Most people do not realize what happened with Daniel. The Bible says when Daniel understood that the time of their deliverance had passed. I'm not talking to somebody right here. When Daniel understood that their time of what?
Deliverance.
They were supposed to be delivered at a certain time, but that time passed. So the Bible says he understood by the books. He went and opened the prophecy, and the prophecy said they were supposed to be there for 70 years. But 70 years had what? Passed. They were still in slavery. Yet they were supposed to be out in 70 years. So the Bible says I took action. And what was action? Prayer. When he began to pray, the Bible says there was a spirit that came at the gate. And this spirit was a demonic spirit of Persia. It went and stood at the, when the angel was coming with a solution to handle the time. Am I talking to somebody right here? to handle the time to say, yes, indeed. You were supposed to be asked that there was somebody standing at the gate. And this is the one who was blocking that when their time of deliverance had come, they were not being delivered. Because there was somebody at their gate of time. And this person was a demonic prince of Persia. Though your time has come to come out of Babylon, you will not walk out. Daniel, when he was praying, an angel came and said, listen, the day you began to pray, you were answered. But there was a spirit at the gate. Am I talking to you? There was what? That was controlling the time. So the angel spoke about two things, two times. The first time, the time you began to pray, God answered. Your answer was supposed to come 21 days ago. Am I talking to you? But there was somebody at the gate. Oh, I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. And there are people right now who their miracle was supposed to happen 20 years ago. Some of you 15 years ago. But there is somebody at the gate. Somebody say out.
Out.
No, come on. Be very serious about it. Say out.
Out.
Say, I command every sabotage.
I command every sabotage.
Over my gates.
Over my gates.
The gates of time.
The gates of time.
I command the sabotage. To come out
in the name of Jesus.
Every limitation over my gates of time, I command you out. I command you out. Every spiritual attack over my gates of time, I command you out. In the name of Jesus, I stand over my gates. I control my gates. In Jesus' name.